Welcome to Comedians with Ghost Stories. I'm your host, writer and comedian Emily Winter, and I am recording from a haunted mansion in Iowa. I am currently at the Renwick Mansion, which is in Davenport, Iowa, where I just did an amazing comedy show on a Sunday night. This is the Sunday before this episode comes out. I learned about this comedy show and mansion when I had the comedian Chris Schlichting on my podcast last year. His episode is called Grandpa's Hands, and I run a haunted comedy show. It's from November 16th, 2022. And I learned about the show called Tomfoolery on Tremont from that episode, and I was like, I need to go do this. So anyway, my husband and I just did it tonight. He is not with me, so I am all alone because we have our dog with us, and I was like, listen, I'm the one who runs the haunted podcast. Can I stay the night in this mansion? And he's staying with Chris Schlichting. I think I'm alone here tonight. There might be one other comedian who's also staying in the mansion. I didn't get a chance to ask him. If you hear anything in the background right now, that's because the owners are still here with their friends and they're having a good time downstairs and they rule. And this place is awesome and so freaky. Even without anything happening, I'll put up a video of my room. Anyway, here's what I've learned about the mansion from being here tonight. One, the owners don't really believe in ghosts, so they're not that into it. Two, one of the employees has seen a ghost, has had two things happen, and she told me about them. One was the very first time she ever stayed in the Renwick Mansion. She was up on the third floor, which has one of the most haunted rooms. I don't know if she was in that particular room. I'm on the second floor, thank goodness. But she said that she woke up at 3 a.m. and was seeing, like, it looked like the shadow of a car coming up the driveway, but there is no driveway, and it just kept circling around the room, and there's nothing that could make that happen. She also said that tonight, after the show, we all went down to the basement. There was a bunch of people, some employees, some comedians, a bunch of people that came to the show, and we were all just kind of goofing around in the basement because it's supposed to be haunted down there. And here, I'll play some audio right now, actually, just of us all being silly.
With a 2x4.
Guys, is it starting to get cold in here?
It did.
So maybe it did get cold in there. I didn't experience that. But this employee said that she wanted to go hide behind something to scare people. And she went to go hide behind something. I don't remember what it was, like a table or a, you know, there was so much stuff down there. And she saw a shadow go before her, and she assumed it was the host, Chris Schlichting, and she followed him and was like, Chris, let's scare them. And then when she got behind whatever it was, the table or the bar or something, there was no one there. So she says that there's some stuff going on. Chris himself said that on the stage behind us is like these wooden sort of, like wooden doors. Instead of curtains, they're like wooden doors that you can pull. And there's a little rod that makes the slats on the door go up and down to let light in. And that they one time went up and down three times while somebody was on stage without anyone understanding why. And then another time, a comedian, Mike Brody, who's also been on this podcast, who also, he's from Minnesota and he used to work for the Ghost Hunters. His stories are incredible. He was on stage at this show and the cap of his water bottle just like moved across the, stool and he stopped the show to talk about it. So they're just some little things. They don't sound horribly scary, and maybe that's why I'm not freaking out right now, but I'm definitely gonna have trouble falling asleep. I am going to try to keep my third eye open and see what I find. So now here I am the next morning. This is a recording of me reuniting with my husband and my dog at breakfast to tell them what happened the night before. So I went to bed. I recorded the intro for the podcast, mm-hmm. and nothing was happening. But in the intro, I talked about...
And you were in your room?
I was in my room.
Okay. At the Renwick Mansion.
At the Renwick Mansion, on the bench. There was, like, so much seating. And it was awesome compared to where we've been staying.
And better than the Microtel?
It was better than the Microtel in Janesville. Nothing was happening to me, but that was probably good. But so basically I could still hear the owners and their friends like hanging out downstairs, and I was thinking that like they're probably our age, and mm-hmm. so they were listening to a lot of like music from like 2007, you know.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's so funny that like I haven't thought of like a haunt, like a scary movie where the like you're in a haunted place and the music's like it's always either like really modern or just generic or old timey,
like industrial.
Yeah, or industrial. Yeah. Like on what's his name on Gemstones.
Oh, like Keith?
Keith, yeah.
Yeah, Keith.
So, anyway, but I was like, oh, it'd be so funny to have a horror movie where all the music is like The Strokes and Modest Mouse.
Yeah.
And I guess that's a little earlier. But yeah, anyway, then 2007.
And
but,
the Hives. And,
yeah, totally. Yeah. That's all the stuff that they were listening to. Anyway, so they were hanging out. So I was like, well, I feel like I'm not gonna get tons of action while there's like people like having a good time, and also I was in a great mood because you had an amazing set last night.
Oh, get out of here.
And I had a good set and we had a, like fun and it was nice.
Yeah,
and,
too many good vibes.
Yeah, too many good vibes. Well, but also I'm like, from what I've heard, the ghost experience in that place has not been particularly negative. Like nobody's mm-hmm. reported something bad, just like little things.
Like a little, like a...
Shadows, footsteps.
Chris, the producer, Chris Schlichting, who was on the show, said that the shutters behind the comedians moved up and down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. They talked about that in the intro.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's all been, like, quite small, but, like, significant, but small. So, anyway, so I went to sleep, and then I took a sleepy edible. So my sleepy weed kicked in, and then I just remember being like, yeah, and it was so nice to have. I mean, I missed you very much, but it was nice to have the whole bed to myself.
Absolutely.
And spread out with a million pillows and no dog in the at my
Pickles
feet.
Pickles felt the same way.
Yeah. I went to sleep, and then I woke up around 3:40, which I know is like the witching hour, but that's pretty normal for me because I wake up a lot.
And
I was trying to get back to sleep, and then I heard this like buzzing. I was laying on my right ear, so my left ear was up, like on my side, and I heard this weird buzzing come by my ear, like it was really like a bug that's flying really close but lower.
Was it like a lower, like a Doppler slower effect, where it was like bzzz.
Do that closer to the mic.
Bzzz. Mm,
that's great. So it was like that but lower and slower, like it wasn't like a real bug, but I could see there was light in the room because what are those things called above doors that they have in transoms? Is that what that is?
Oh, I don't
know. From like an elementary school, like an old elementary school where you can see in. There's like a piece of glass.
Oh,
it might be a transom.
Right. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
It's a clear piece of glass that you can see in. Right?
Yeah.
And some of them open or something.
Yeah. So there was light coming in from the hallway, so I could still see in the room, and I was looking for any bug, and I couldn't find... Yeah, there was
right,
nothing.
Right, you never saw it.
There was no bug, and also it wasn't quite like a bug. Like a bug that I've heard. It was like, yeah, it was slower and like a little more like electronic-y. Anyway, so I was like, that's not that big of a deal. But what I did do was put my recorder on. I put it on for 10 minutes and then I started to fall asleep and I listened to it and I only got like a few little blurps.
Yeah.
Which I will dissect later. And then I stopped it, listened, and then did it for another 6 minutes and then fell back asleep and honestly had like a wonderful, wonderful sleeping experience.
Maybe like the ghosts have been like, oh, this is the lady who's helping get our stories out, so we're gonna give her a great
nice
sleep.
Yeah. I felt like very happy and supported and wonderful. So anyway, I totally believe that people have had experiences at the Renwick Mansion. Mine are questionable because they are so small, but also for a person who never gets Who I'm hard to reach.
We
had a tarot reading the other day.
Yep.
And it was so on point that I almost cried. But one of the things the lady was saying was that like your spirit guides are trying to reach you.
Yeah. But you're actually she also said you have like a busy mind.
I have a busy mind.
Right. You're always like there's always like something going on. So that also probably could be something. That could be something.
Yeah, I have to learn to quiet. Anyway. So, for somebody who doesn't experience much, that was pretty cool for me.
Yeah, no, actually, that's awesome. And, like, I also, you know, that place, if something's going to happen, it's going to happen there. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Just the look of it was very Hill House to me.
Like Haunting of Hill House?
Yeah, Haunting of Hill House to me, like oldie style, but it was cool that we did a show there. And so it actually is the perfect haunted house thing because it's that perfect mix of like oldie and modern, like movie wise, you know what I mean? Like with people coming like in being thing. Like, we're going to party in the haunted house, you know? Awesome.
I forgot to take a picture of the crowd sitting there last night, but this morning I took a picture of the showroom, which was still set up. And I think it looks really awesome. And if you could just imagine it full of people, it's very cool and spooky. And it was just, yeah.
Did you get awesome. The exterior?
I did get the exterior.
Great. Yeah, people are going to freak out when they see it.
Yeah, I'm so pumped. Amazing. Anyway, yeah.
All right.
Renwick Mansion, Tomfoolery on Tremont is the comedy show, and it is Sundays, not during the summer, but during the fall, winter, and spring.
Yeah, yeah. Check out, I think just Google Tomfoolery on Tremont.
Yeah. But also, this is coming out on Wednesday, this coming Sunday... We're gone already. We'll be gone. But our friend Tom Takar, who's so funny.
Yeah.
He's hilarious. He will be headlining the show.
Go
so
see
if
it.
You're around Davenport, Iowa, go to it.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Or the Quad Cities in general.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So here I've dissected the audio now a bunch. Sorry. This is like coming in so many parts. It's taking me forever to edit. I hope this is worth it. I've dissected the audio a bunch. I don't think there's anything too crazy. I'm going to play for you the one thing that I can't explain because it wasn't this mansion. Like, it wasn't in a place where there was, like, planes flying overhead. There was trains in the distance, and on one of my recordings, I did get some train noises, and I didn't include that because I know that that's absolutely a train. But this is the one that I can't really explain or understand. If you guys have any ideas, please reach out to me so I can make sense of this weird recording. It's obviously very much amplified, but it was caught. I just was using my phone recorder, and it when the silence is disturbed, it makes a note. You can set it to just to skip silences. So it did catch this, and then I amplified it, and it's this weird, I don't know, I can't even explain the sound. Just listen to it. So, I don't know. You guys tell me what you think. I am not sure. But I did have a lot of fun in the mansion. I absolutely believe everybody else's stories. I am going to get this episode started now, finally, with somebody who has a real story with, like, lots of things going on. But I did want to put my experience in here. And I would say it makes me believe just as much. I didn't expect to have a crazy experience there because I know that most times that people go ghost hunting, that's not what happens. But it was cool that I was there on the night that an employee had an experience and she got to tell me about it. Also, one thing before we get started is that my husband, who you just heard on the recording, he had an amazing set. He's been rocking these super long sets because he's recording an album. He's recording his first comedy album after doing comedy for 15 years. It will be in Brooklyn on Friday, October 27th. So if you're anywhere near the area of Brooklyn, it's going to be at the Jalopy Theater. I think you can go to jalopytheater.org to get tickets. And I am going to be hosting the show. So, excuse me. If you would like to see me do some comedy and then see him do an absolutely incredible 1 hour of comedy, I can't recommend it enough. I think he's so, so funny. It's kind of why I married him. So yeah, go see Chris Calogero's album recording. Grab tickets. There's a 7 o'clock show and a 9 o'clock show. And your laughs are needed. He's got to make it a great, fun show. And we would both really appreciate seeing you there, and if you go, please introduce yourself. Okay, now please enjoy the rest of this episode with somebody else's ghost stories. Today on the podcast, I'm super excited to have Kat Godin. Kat, thank you for doing the pod.
Thanks for having me. This is so fun.
Oh man, I'm so excited to hear. You said you have a couple stories, so I'm so excited to hear them. Where are you?
Yeah, so right now I'm in Jamaica Plain neighborhood in Boston, but most of the stories that I'm going to be sharing are from where I grew up, which was in rural Maine. I feel like I want to talk about the haunted house I like kind of grew up in, and then even some like weird stuff that's like happened to me recently, like here in this apartment.
Oh, cool. So. Well, one, I know Jamaica Plain very well because of Rob
Cream. Comedy.
Yes, Rob Cream. Yes.
Yeah.
And I have stayed
He's
in his.
He's practically my neighbor.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. I've stayed in his apartment so many times because he has like a comedy bedroom. Yeah. So anyway, very exciting. But yes, tell me about your haunted house in Maine.
Yeah. Okay. So it was kind of like in the middle of nowhere, Maine, which is how I would describe it, a town called Chesterville. My dad started dating this woman. He eventually married her, and it was her property. Okay. So it was this house that was built in like the 1700s, super old school, had like a like wood stove, like fireplace, as like the source of heat. So when that went out in the middle of the night, like you inevitably would be the one to like go like start the fire again, and then you could go back to sleep.
That's really cool.
It was neat, but it was also just like so annoying sometimes when you're just like, I just like want to go back to bed and I should like start this fire. But now I'm really good at starting fires. So I feel like now, like anytime I'm like camping or like out with someone, I'm like, please let me start the fire. Like I can do this.
You should try out for Survivor.
I don't know. I think I love indoor plumbing too much, to be honest.
Fair.
I don't know, like this house, like, as soon as I stepped foot in it, like I could tell something was like mad off. It just like had that, like, it's like cliche to call it heaviness, but like, it was just like, something's fucking here. Like, mm-hmm. Can I swear?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So it was like very clear that something was there. And then like, I remember like talking to my dad about it. Cause I was like, that place is like creepy. And he's like, oh, you don't even know, bud. And then I find out that they frequently like used like Ouija boards in the house, and they got like a ton of their info from the board. And
how old were you when you started going over to this woman's house?
I would say like 14 or 15.
Okay. So you're old enough for him to like come clean about what he's been doing.
Absolutely. I remember my dad's someone that I can like definitely chat with about like spooky stuff. I remember when I saw my first ghost when I was like 11, and it like, I just saw like my cat who had passed away, and I saw her like run around like the corner, like into my parents' room. Aww. And, I remember calling him and I was like crying, freaking out. And like, he was the kind of dad who was just like, oh yeah. Yeah. But like that happens, like ghosts are real. And I was just like, wait, what? Not prepared for that conversation.
That's really sweet.
It was really nice. Yeah. I feel like anytime anything weird goes down, like he's the first person that I'm just like, hey dad, so some ghost stuff happened. My brother and I would like stay up on the second floor, mm-hmm. usually. And then eventually we would like stop hanging out up there, because there was one night. So the layout of the home was the second floor where I slept. There was a couch that was like looking down on like the staircase. Mm-hmm. And so you would have like a view of the staircase from where you were like laying down. And one night I was like laying down up there trying to go to sleep. And I heard footsteps, like boots clomping up the stairs towards me. And I saw nothing, like nothing was there.
That's so scary.
I was like, yeah, that was like the reason why I stopped sleeping upstairs. Like at that point I was like, you know what? I'll just like crash on the couch downstairs next to the stove. And then things just got weirder. Like I felt like there was like no like safe place in the house to not experience paranormal activity. So in the front entryway, there's also a door that like leads down into the basement. Mm-hmm. And some nights you'd be like trying to sleep and you would hear what sounded like someone chopping wood down in the basement.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That gave me chills.
And like no one would be there. It would be like insane. The ones that freaked me out the most though, like the times that I was over there and I was like, I don't know if I want to keep going over there. Like I'm getting really freaked out. There was a like spirit or like ghost or like energy they were convinced was like a young boy, and they said his name was William, And they said that William was like sort of like a trickster, and he would kind of like play pranks on people. I experienced what I thought was William like tickling my feet in the night.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, that's like,
that's so were it. You sleeping on a couch at this point? And then you just felt a yes. tickle, but no one was there.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Yep. Oh my gosh. And why did they think that this guy was William? Was that from the Ouija board?
Yeah, they got all of their like knowledge from like this thing. And like, honestly, like, so I'm from like a very Catholic family and like half of my family, like they believe in ghosts. And the other half of my family are like, stop talking to the ghosts. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And so my mom was pissed. Like when she found out that like Ouija board stuff was happening at my dad's place, like she didn't want me like over there. Makes sense.
Yeah. Fair.
It got really weird. There was one time where I was like, you know, sleeping on the couch. I wake up the next morning and we like find like what looks like a child size footprint, like imprinted on the dust on a, like a floor lamp. And we
oh,
were like,
oh gosh, that's so scary.
We're like, this is a footprint. And also like fact, it was like facing toward a wall. I guess before they like moved in, it used to be more of like an open concept kind of space downstairs. And they had that wall put up so they could build an extra like bedroom. But like back in the day, there was no wall there. So like having like tiny footprint going towards the wall, we were like, what is going on?
Were you scared when all this stuff was happening?
Scared and also fascinated.
Yeah,
honestly, I even before that time, like I feel like I spent a lot of time watching Ghost Hunters. I was like super into that stuff even before I like ended up staying in like this haunted home. So on one hand, I was like, oh, this is so cool. On the other hand, it was like, oh my God, I can't go back to my mom's until the morning.
Part of you wants to be there and part of you wants to run away.
Right, exactly. So it was kind of interesting because at one point they did actually have some main ghost hunters come by and like investigate the place. And I remember being like really upset with my mom because I was just like, oh, I need to be there. Like, this is my stuff. I got to go be a part of it. And she was like, no, 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 you're not. And so I remember being like a little salty about that just because I was like, oh, this is the stuff. And sometimes if I mean back like when I was drinking, like sometimes I would be at a party and it'd be like, hey, do you want to like watch the videos of like my dad's house getting investigated, you know, just as something to do.
So what did they find when the investigators came?
They were investigating, and so what they used, the tools that they had, they used a ghost box. And a lot of the stories that were found out from on the Ouija board were like confirmed through like the ghost box. The ghost box is like essentially a radio that's tuned to like different frequencies. And so they think energy or spirits can like stop on certain words. And so you can get communication that way through like hearing like verbal confirmation come from this tool. One of the things that kept popping up on the box, it kept saying bored, bored, bored. And then they were just like, no, you're going to have to communicate with us like this way. We are not using like a Ouija board right now.
That's so crazy. So clearly they wanted their, yeah, they wanted the board back. Wild.
Yeah, no.
Oh my God, it's so scary. I love Ouija boards, but it is like, scary.
It was terrifying. Yeah, definitely. And I think like, so the energy in the house started getting, it seemed like less playful, like less of like that, like William spirit. And then like things started feeling dark in there. I guess one of the previous owners as well, took his own life with a shotgun before they bought the place. And I remember like the living room specifically was like an area where I would go in and I would just be overcome with like rage for like no reason.
Whoa.
And I started witnessing this kind of have like the same kind of effect on my dad. He became just like angrier and angrier. And I really think that like the house played like a huge role in that. Eventually they did have like a shaman come over and like bless the place. Because they had it in their heads that it was like two spirits who like hung out under the eaves of the house on the second floor. They thought that they were like the negative energy.
Okay.
Causing ruckus.
So when they got the house blessed, did everyone get in a better mood? Like, did it work?
I feel like it definitely helped. There was definitely still some stuff that like would, you know, linger. They did eventually move out of that house. So I would love to know if any of that stuff's like still going on there, but I just have no contact with the current owner. So
do you know if the guy that shot himself did it in the living room?
He did.
Oh, yep. Wow. So yeah. And you're like, okay, this is the room that's making everybody sad. That is wild. That's scary stuff, man.
It's terrifying. And of course, it's like also rural Maine. And to like get off of that property, it takes a while, you know, to commute to like the next place. I don't know, like town.
Yeah. You must feel very isolated.
For sure. Yeah. And it was odd, like having these experiences and then also just like wanting to like talk to people at school about it. And I felt like they were very like, oh, cat's like a nutter.
So people didn't believe you?
Yeah. I mean, I felt like I was met with like either they didn't believe me. Like, I feel like some people were just like, oh, that's weird and cool. But like for the most part, it was kind of isolating. Yeah. I don't know. It's like a very like religious town as well. So I feel like once you start talking about, you know, that stuff, people are like, oh, you're talking to like demonic stuff. We'll pray for you. Like, I don't know. It's just, yeah,
it's
it was
so
weird.
Hard.
It's a weird time.
So hard to be a kid and not feel like you have a community that can support you. So now you live in Jamaica Plain. You live in Boston, basically. It's a totally different situation, but you also live in a haunted place.
I think that things like pop by from time to time. Honestly, like it's partially on me. Like I did make a purchase in Salem. Like I bought this like scrying mirror. And there's like some protections and like protocols that you have to put in place to like have that. People believe that it can act as like a portal or like a door. Sometimes I like to use it to try to like tune in like to my like intuition and try to like I don't know, just like be more on top of stuff because I feel like when I was younger I could like pick up on stuff, and then you know, in the years where I was like drinking like heavily, I feel like I really like lost touch.
Mm-hmm.
In being able to like be in tune with things. And you know, like I'm coming up on like 4 years sober from alcohol this fall, and so
congratulations.
Now, like, thank you, thanks so much. Now it's just like I feel like I want to, you know, explore some of this other stuff that like used to mean so much to me, and then I kind of got sidetracked with like the comedy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like my outlet, and now I'm just like I really want to like try to like connect with more than just what's here.
I don't know that much about scrying mirrors, but what do you do with them, and how does that, and has it been working? Do you feel like you are getting more in touch with your intuition?
I feel like it is like kind of helpful. Honestly, like I use it kind of like as a tool for like meditation, and mm-hmm. like I have like ADHD. Mm-hmm. So someone telling me to like just like meditate, like that's not really like possible for me. Like I can't just like close my eyes and just like go, you know.
Yeah.
Like basically the effect that you get from like staring into like a scrying mirror is essentially the same way it can feel like going into like a trance like state. Like if you were to like stare into a campfire, you kind of get yourself into this place where you're like calm and just like, I don't know, I don't know how to explain it. To be
and
honest.
How did you learn how to use it?
I did like a lot of research. I say that and I can't talk about it. It feels silly. But like, I just like was kind of like looking into it. I also just started like reading like my own tarot cards for myself too. And then also like the use of like crystals during like meditation. I say meditation in quotes because it's not the same as just close your eyes and like going com. For me, like, they act as like tools to help keep me focused on whatever intention I'm trying to like pick up on.
Yeah.
Like when I read my cards, like I don't necessarily know if I believe if it's coming from like another realm, if another like, I don't know if it's like spirit guides telling me what to do. For me, it's just like, I feel like I can gaslight myself often, like, you know, how I actually feel about certain situations. And I find that like when you read your tarot cards, like the first thought that like comes to mind, you're like, okay, that's real. Like, that's how I'm actually feeling about a situation. And it kind of just like makes things a little clearer and easier to like dissect.
I love that. That's the perfect sort of that weird Venn diagram between magic and spirituality and heaven and other worlds and just being really in touch with yourself, which is also a whole nother universe in its weird way.
Absolutely. And I honestly think that stems from, you know, like the super Catholic upbringing that I had and realizing that like having blind faith isn't necessarily for me. For me, I would rather, you know, find evidence or like find like reasons for like a thing happening, because I found that like I was like a kid in church who had like a ton of questions, and a lot of them like couldn't necessarily be answered by a priest. And so I was like, well, what's up with that? Like,
Right. You're like, I need more than this. I need more answers. Yeah, that's very cool. So wait, so, oh, you said you've been kind of attracting stuff in your apartment with the scrying mirror. What kind of stuff have you noticed?
I really think that sometimes things pop in and out. Like, I don't think there's ever like a consistent presence here. Like, for the most part, it's a pretty peaceful environment. And, like there was an incident that did happen. I want to say it was like about like a year ago, and it was late at night and I'm laying in my bed and I'm ready to go to sleep. My roommate is passed out in her room, heavy sleeper. Like mm-hmm. She was out for the night. I'm laying in my bed and it sounded like somebody had broken into my apartment.
Oh, that's terrifying.
It was horrifying. And I feel like in that situation, you know, you talk about like fight or flight. For me, I experienced like the deepest freeze I have ever experienced. I like could not move. And I was just listening to what sounded like somebody walking down my hall and like opening doors like breathing heavily. Someone was scoping this place out.
I mean, I hope it's a ghost, right? Because if it's a human, that's even scarier.
Exactly. I mean, like, I am next to, like, a park where, like, historically bodies have been dumped in this park that I live next to. So it got to the point where, like, I let it happen for, like, 15-ish minutes. I don't honestly know how much time passed. Like, I was so too busy, like,
freaking out. Yeah. But also, even a minute feels like so long. So even if it's multiple minutes, it's just, wow, it's a long time to be panicking, basically.
Yeah, exactly. It was so scary. At that point, like, I was like, I don't have, like, weapons, like, in my room, but I have a skateboard. And so I got up, I put the flashlight on my phone, and I was walking around with my skateboard, just, like, checking out the apartment, making sure that it was clear. And it was all clear. And so fun fact about my front door, you can't get into it from the outside because it deadbolts from the inside.
Okay.
I guess I worded that weird. So like they couldn't like lock the door and close it behind them.
And when you went over to the front door, it was locked?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my gosh. And you did it. Did you talk to your roommate about it? Were you like, you weren't up, right?
Next morning I was freaked. I was like, so what's up? And she was like, girl, I like had wine last night, like I was out, like
yeah. So what do you think it was?
I think something negative, like definitely negative, just like popped in to like see what was going on.
Did you like sage or anything after that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like I have like this is my like apothecary cabinet behind me.
Amazing.
So we have like our mason jars and then all of my herbs. And so I have like a little tiny cauldron and I just like filled it with every protection herb I could find. And we just set it on fire. And we were just like walking through like every part of the apartment. Honestly, just being like, get the fuck out. You're not welcome here. Like,
Then it never happened again.
yeah, no. We had like one incident that like wasn't as scary, but it was still weird. It happened a little bit later, and like my roommate and I were like chatting in our kitchen, and we heard the front door open and slam shut. And same scenario, it was locked.
Okay, well, what are you gonna do? You live in a haunted apartment, it seems. I'm sorry to say. How long ago was that?
That I would say about like a year ago. Yeah.
Oh man, this is crazy. What is so, I mean, how do you sleep? I would be so scared all the time.
I actually do sleep and I like watch like a ton of horror movies and like I don't know, I'm into it, but like if something seems like too negative, I'm just like, okay, we're gonna like cleanse the apartment now. Like that
Yeah.
wasn't cool.
And then that works well enough, right? At least
Yeah,
for a while.
like
Yeah.
I haven't
Oh.
had anything like I'm gonna knock on this kitchen tape, dining room table. We haven't had anything really like that happen since then. I have been getting like super into like back to my roots, I guess, with like ghost hunting shows. And so I like watch a ton of those. And you know, with comedy for me, like I'm at a point where I had some friends in the scene, and even in just like the performing scene in general, a few of them have passed away. So I feel like going to like comedy and stuff where like places where I had like memories with these people, like I don't really like going to them anymore. I've decided that I just kind of like wanna hang out at home, and honestly, I have like no time to go do anything right now anyway. So I've just been like getting back into like this stuff. And I recently got this phone app. And I don't know how much I believe the validity of what it does, because a lot of stuff is like being up for like an actual like ovulus tool that I want to use. So it basically it's like a tool that you can like communicate with a spirit. It's basically like a digital Ouija board, I would
Okay,
say.
that's what the app
And I
is that you
kind of
got?
Yes, sometimes I feel like it's BS, but then other times I feel like too coincidental to like ignore.
Oh, like what's
And
been one?
okay, I have like a few. So, I guess I'll start with like my school. I recently found out that my school is also haunted.
Oh my gosh. What's your school? Do you want to say it or no?
So I go to a cosmetology school just outside of Boston.
Okay, cool.
Yes. And so I'm a night student, so I'm there at night. And it's actually kind of funny because like I was like updating one of my classmates on one of my findings one day, and she was like, "Oh my God, I would hate to be here at night." And I'm like, "We're literally here at night." Like
That's what this is. So wait, what happened at school?
So this is a whole rundown. So I was walking down the hall one day and there were like a couple teachers walking behind me. One of them made like a silly noise and I wanted to like kind of make fun of their silly noise. So I just like turned around and I was like, this school has a ghost problem. And then she was actually like, oh yeah, actually we have had activity here. And I was like, okay, drop everything. Like you have to tell
Tell
me
me.
like all about
Yes.
it.
Yeah.
So I find out that the building used to be a grocery store back in the 60s,
Okay.
and there was a police officer who was responding to an armed robbery happening at the school, well, store, that is now my school. And apparently he got shot and he died in outside of the building, but he was shot inside of the building. And the director for the school told me that sometimes they see him out front in the waiting area. And so, me being me, I was like, okay, I'm gonna find the article on this and I'm gonna go all in now. It was at the end of like a learning module where like we learned everything we needed to do for that unit. And so now we're just like killing time until we move on to the next unit. So I was like, okay, I'm going to spend time with this app. And I'm just going to chill in the hallways. And so I was using it and immediately it said exit on it. And I looked up and I was standing right underneath the exit sign.
That's cool.
So cool. And then I'm like talking to it. And you know, I say his name and it says hi.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay. What is this app? I need some name of it. I kind of want to get it now.
So I have an Android. It's called Paratech.
Paratech?
It's like I said, like, I don't know the validity of it.
Right.
But sometimes you do have some things that are like too coincidental.
So you said it's called Paratech?
Yes. Paratek.
Okay, cool. Cool. Sorry, like cut out for a second. Okay.
So it's like a pretty cool app. Like sometimes I'll just like put it on just to like see like what like pops up. If I'm like, especially if I'm on the train or something, I'm just like, I'm curious, like what's going on?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be like walking down the street and like, it will seem like to someone else that I'm like talking on the phone, but really I'm just like, my app's open.
That's so funny. Like,
I would say the weirdest part about, you know, like that app experience, like when I was in the hallway at school, was then it spelled out something that was like too like undeniable. It typed out 5 and then it typed out 0, like 50.
Oh, like the police. Oh my gosh. Okay. So exit, hi, and then the 50. That is 3 crazy things.
It was cool. And so like I told like the director for the school, I was just like, oh hey, I like talked to the ghost. And she was just like, oh, Eddie, like she's in the know. Like everyone's in the know about it. It's like pretty cute. But then she told me that apparently there's also like a negative spirit there. She said they went in for like a faculty meeting. And so the tool that we use to like clock in and get our like hours, cause it's an hourly program. It's like a punch in system and you have to like scan your hand. And so I guess, one day she walked into the school and they heard a beeping noise and it was coming from one of our like punch in machines. And it was just typing out 666666666.
That's so scary. Oh my gosh. So who do they think the negative spirit is?
They don't know. And that's for me to find out. Like that's my next quest.
Oh my gosh. Well, if you ever find out, you have to come back on the pod and tell me.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's kind of fun because one of my friends that I made in comedy, like years ago, we did this like basement comedy show that was like Wiccan themed.
Oh, cool.
So it was called like Wicca Wicca What? And it was just so fun. It was just like a Wiccan themed comedy show that we just like had in a basement. And so when I was like, you know, getting back into this stuff, like I was like, I need to reach out to my friend Zach, like, and see if he'd be interested in this. So, we have just started out. We will like go to a location we think has history. We like browse this like website that apparently has like claims listed on it for different places in Boston. So we'll like go there. And we're thinking about starting our own like little like web series show of us just like investigating some places.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome. I think you should start with Rob Crane's apartment because so many lost souls have been through there. Anyway, well, this has been so much fun. Keep me posted on your future ghost endeavors. Kat, absolutely. Where can people find everything about you and where can they find you so that when you guys do your web series, they can watch it?
I would say follow me on Instagram. My handle is CatherineXAlexis.
Catherine X Alexis. Okay, got it. Cool. And thank you so much for doing it.
Thank you for having me. Like I said, this was like the highlight of my week. I was so excited to like tell people I'm like getting to like tell ghost stories.
Thank you for listening to Comedians with Ghost Stories. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review it wherever you get your podcasts. It'll help people find it. You can also follow me at Emily MC Winter on Instagram and basically all socials, and Comedians with Ghost Stories on Instagram. Thank you so much and have a great week.